Welcome to another edition of The Spotlight, a special segment inside the Grit Northwest podcast, where we acknowledge those groups within the Northwest Carpenters Union that have gone above and beyond to provide assistance and lend support to better the lives of our members. On today's show, we have Melvin Norman and David Hom, council representatives and members of Local 146. We'll be discussing the annual holiday toy drive that is currently underway and how it helps our members and others who may be suffering financial hardships this holiday season. Our conversation will look into the origins of the toy drive, its mission, and what efforts are being made to maintain this valuable program during the coronavirus pandemic. And now, on to the show. Melvin Norman, David Hom, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for taking the time to be on the show to talk to the listeners about the holiday toy drive for 2020. I appreciate all the hard work you've done in the years past and that you're putting forth this year. And I'm hoping, David, you could start off the conversation by telling us a little bit about the history of the holiday toy drive.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And thank you for the opportunity. The toy drive came about 22 years ago when Mike Hawes, who at the time was a representative, was working with members in need. He had sent one of the members down to a local agency to receive a toy box. And that member reported back to him that they were very happy, but the box had consisted of a bouncy ball and a Beanie Baby, which at that time, you know, Mike was also thankful for, but did not feel that that was sufficient for one of our members' children for their hospital. So he started that year by soliciting donations and putting together toy boxes for the children and doing this the same as he would do it for his own children. So the following year, the Oregon Southwest Washington Toy Drive was founded. Each year, the Oregon office brought in more donations and increased the amount of members and their children that they serve.
So, David, how did you get involved with the holiday toy drive?
I came into the picture in 2011. I came on staff in 2011 when was assigned to the toy drive by the then regional manager, Bruce Ashback, who had overseen that toy drive for several years. It's kind of a funny story. He tells me, hey, Dave, why don't you get in the car? I need you to come down to the Toy and Joy Makers with me and check on something real quick. Well, about halfway down the road, he says, well, I hope you got your camera face on because you're going to be on the news this morning. And I was taken back by that, and he instantly became nervous and getting sweaty hands and the whole nine. And overworking that toy drive for the rest of the year, I realized what a beautiful thing this is to be able to take care of our members and their children in need, provide this service and make sure that they are given the holiday that we would want our children to have. And with that, I started to dig in and solicit our leadership to see if we could reach out to more partners and advertise even more. And we did each year, almost doubling our capacity, bringing on more children, more families, and more partners donating money.
So, David, how did that push turn out?
For the past 21 years, we've gathered over 30,000 toys and over $85,000 in monetary donations. We've worked with several partners throughout the years, including the Toy and Joy Makers of Portland, which is the that's the toy drive branch of the Portland Fire Department, and all union fire department takes care of firehouses that facilitate toy drives throughout the entire state of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Dean Johnson over there has been a true partner for the entire 21 years that we've been doing this. And it's really incredible the machine that they have going over there and the distribution network that they have to make sure that the folks of all communities in the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington are taken care of. We also have been working with the Presents from Partners, a labor of love, which is presented by Labor's Community Services. The Lane County Foster Parents Association is a partner that came online about 5 years ago. We've also worked with the Dornbecker Children's Hospital and the Portland Trail Blazers Albina Head Start. This is a preschool that we donate toys directly from the toy drive to take care of these children in preschool that may not have a holiday without the donations of our members and partners. And then also the Olympia Toy Run, and then the IBEW Poker Run and Chili Cook-Off that's partnered with Dornbecker's as well.
So David, I understand our council had a hand in starting a nonprofit for this. What can you tell our listeners about that?
That culminated about 3 years ago in our EST, Evelyn Shapiro, authorizing the regional council to form a 501c3 independent nonprofit organization and expand the toy drive to the state of Washington. This is a huge undertaking and has tripled the size, the amount, and the members and children in need and the funds needed to accomplish this huge task. So I'm very excited for the future. It's been a blessing to see the happiness that this is bringing to our membership and their children. And I'm really excited to see where this goes and how we can expand it to more members and help more folks in need.
Well, geez, David, that sounds like a whole lot of outreach and a whole lot of giving. Just going to take a quick break in the action for a message from the Northwest Carpenters Union, who is encouraging you to visit local family-owned stores and businesses when you're doing your holiday shopping. Saturday, November 28th is Small Business Saturday. Sandwiched between Black Friday sales from the big box stores and e-commerce Cyber Monday promotions, it's Small Business Saturday. Now, more than ever, our seasonal spending dollars are needed to help keep independent local merchants strong and healthy through these tough economic times. So this holiday season, be sure to frequent those businesses in your community now and for the future. And now, back to the show. Melvin, do the toys, do they just go to our Carpenters Union and our members, or are they going out to the community in large?
That's a good question. So basically, no, it doesn't. We give toys out to our members. We donate toys to Toy and Joy Makers, Labor Community Services, Dornbecker's. So it goes out to a lot of different identities that we have leftover toys to share. And I want to bring up where we get the donations from. We get a monetary donation from our locals, local 30, 41, 129, 146, 271, 196, 18, 16, and 1503. Without those donations, you know, we wouldn't go forward with this.
All right, and how many families do you think get received toys?
Average, we did last year, we did over 216. So that's roughly around 500 and some kids that we donate toys to.
So this year, how is COVID-19 playing out in regards to the toy drive and being able to collect these donations and then affect the distribution of them?
Well, since we cannot actually get all the donations boxes out to contractors. Contractors have been donating monies. Some contractors are allowing us to bring boxes into the facilities. So that's a great help. I think we got at least 15 locations that we got now. So this year is going to be a struggle due to the forest fires and COVID-19. So it's going to be a struggle, but we're going to do our best to get those toys where they need it.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of families in need for sure this holiday season. So if members listening right now and they're interested in giving to the holiday toy drive, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can drop the toys off at PNCI. That's about the only facility that's open. Or they can call me directly, and I would personally come out there and pick the toys up and take them to a destination.
All right. And I'll make sure to put some contact information on the show notes at the end of the episode. And if there's a listener or their family out there right now and they're interested in receiving toys, how would they go about that, David?
Our point person for this area is Lissandro Vela, working out of our Kent office, and he would be the point of contact that any one of our members that needs help or that would like to donate should get in touch with, and he will make the appropriate accommodations.
Well, guys, it's been awesome having you on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedules. Tell our listeners about this important program that you've been involved with, and really appreciate you being here on the show.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to come and let the members know about this very important topic. And, you know, if you do have the ability to chip in and help, there are always opportunities. So reach out to your local representative or council office and we'll get you in the loop.
And thank you, Joe, for having us. No, this is great. Trying to get these gifts out to families in need and, you know, kids, and it's going to be great.
Our guests today were David Hom and Melvin Norman from the Holiday Toy Drive program. If you know a group or initiative that would be a good candidate for the spotlight, send an email to gritnw@gmail.com. Be sure to include your contact information and how your submittal has contributed to better our organization. You'll be entered to win an official I've Got Grit t-shirt when you do. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to join Grit Nation by clicking on the hyperlink in the show notes. You'll be kept up to date on special offers and promotions only available to Grit Nation members. And if you like today's episode, please share it with a friend, family member, or coworker. Well, that wraps up this episode of The Spotlight. Till next time, this is Joe Cadwell reminding you to work safe, work smart, and stay union strong.